let's move on the discussion, alhamdulillah, to Gitmo, Guantanamo Bay, and the story of Asadullah Harun Gul. Now, United States, a judge has ruled that the U.S. has no legal basis for holding an Afghan man at the notorious U.S. prison camp at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, setting the stage for his potential release. Now, we have spoken about the case of Asadullah Harun Gul before, an Afghan national held at Gitmo since June 2007. Now, this was after he was captured in the eastern city of Jalalabad by Afghan forces and turned over to the U.S. military. Joining us this evening is Anas Mustafa, communications officer with Cage UK, joining us live from the UK. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brother Anas.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
And shukran jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Brother Anas, give us the background. Asadullah Harun Gul, who is this brother who has been languishing in, Gitmo for the last 14 years?
Yeah, so, bismillah. So, Asadullah Harun, he's an Afghan national, born in 1981. And he's someone who was abducted, kidnapped by the U.S. forces around 2007. And shipped over illegally to Guantanamo Bay, where he's languished without trial or charge, as you've rightly said, for nearly 14 years. He's a married man. He has one daughter who he's missed her entire childhood because he was incarcerated, held behind bars. He comes from a family which are a religious family that have been involved in the politics of Afghanistan from very early on. He himself actually studied economics in university in Pakistan. And he's known as a good, courteous man, very kind and loving of his family, and that's his backstory. So so Asadullah Harun, now he has the prospect of perhaps seeing his family. Maybe he's a step closer to that, inshallah.
You know, what was the background to the arrest of Brother Asadullah? I mean, we know different people landed in Guantanamo Bay because of, different reasons. Some sold to the U.S. and the Afghan forces, the then government of or the National Army and forces of Afghanistan by warlords, etc. Then others who were, in the wrong place at the wrong time. Asadullah Gul, did he have a particular story to him being picked up in the month of June by the U.S. forces? I mean, was he an active combatant or of some sort?
So the allegation against him is that he's a member of Hizbi Islami Afghanistan. Yeah, that he was a member of this particular group. This particular group was involved very early on in the resistance against the Russian Soviet invasion and also against the US invasion. And currently this group, ironically, they're actually in peace. They were in peace with the previous administration, and they're currently in negotiations and at peace with the current Taliban administration in Kabul. So the question is, if this is a group which has reconciled with its country and they're on peaceful terms with both previous administration and the current one, it makes no sense to continue holding a man alleged to have been a member of this group. Being a member of this group is not illegal. It's a well-known group in Afghanistan, and it's part of the political kind of malaise of the country. So those are the allegations that are against him, and as you readers will appreciate, these aren't really allegations to hold someone for 14 years, the membership of a political party.
During the course of that time, I mean, we know that in the initial years of Guantanamo Bay, communication with the families, even getting access to a legal team was practically impossible. In the last few years, has Asadullah Gul been able to communicate with his daughter, with his people back home, and his legal team?
Yeah, so for many years, actually, he hadn't had access to even a lawyer, so let alone access to his family. His family believed he was dead for a number of years until his information surfaced that he was actually being held in Guantanamo Bay. While he was in American custody, he was tortured. He was hung from his wrists for days at end. He was, sleep deprivation, subject to starvation. He was also kept in solitary confinement for prolonged periods of time. Subject to extreme temperatures. So these are just, a snippet of things that he's experienced at the hands of the American forces. And lately in Guantanamo, they've enabled kind of access through particular human rights organizations to communicate with the family members. And he is in touch with his family, and his desire is for his daughter, which he's never seen grow up, before his eyes for her to kind of excel and for him to assist her in any way that he can to fulfill her dream to become a doctor. So this is a family man. He should be sent back home and to kind of, you know, rebuild the ties of his family and that has been stolen from him all these years.
You know, Brother Anas, the judge ruled that he was, of course, held unlawfully. Is there a chance that he will be compensated, you know, financially? And what about his release? I mean, is it too early to say? We know that a number of those who have been released from Guantanamo Bay, well, didn't exactly find themselves in their home countries. They are in, third countries, and sometimes countries that are completely foreign to them, don't even speak the same language. We've seen them in Serbia. We've seen them in South America. Any idea what's going to happen to Brother Asadullah by way of number one, compensation, and where is he going to be returned to?
I mean, I'll start with the words of a Guantanamo lawyer, Clive Stafford Smith, who famously said that, you know, no one was released from Guantanamo Bay because of any legal process. They were released simply because they have been shamed to release these people. The public pressure, media pressure has led to kind of, has led the American forces to essentially hand these people back to their country. So Asadullah Harun, despite him winning this case, this legal case on U.S. mainland, it doesn't actually mean that he's going to be released. And that's the irony of Guantanamo, is that there's absolutely no legal process that can lead you to any sort of meaningful end. Trials there have been in kind of pre-trial phase for up to nearly a decade now, if not more. So Guantanamo is a place where justice is suspended and where the law is not obeyed. You know, it's not respected in any way, and it's made off the cuff as they go, quite literally. So Asadullah Harun, while publicly creating that pressure and that movement to force his release, this case definitely supports that. This case definitely pushes that further. And we hope, inshallah, that it'll be a means for public advocacy around his case to lead to his eventual release, inshallah.
Finally, Brother Anas, I mean, Harun Gul is one of the 39 men still being held, of course, at Guantanamo Bay, and now one of the 13 who have been cleared by the military review board for release. I mean, do we have any information about the others besides him who have now been cleared for release, their nationalities, and what's awaiting them?
Yeah, in the last month, a few prisoners have been cleared for release, including a famous prisoner by the name of Ahmed Rabbani, who was actually just a taxi driver, ended up becoming a mistaken identity and shipped off to Guantanamo Bay. So there are a number of prisoners who've been cleared for release, but from history shows us that prisoners who have been cleared for release in Guantanamo have unfortunately remained there for years. The process of actually repatriating them is painstakingly slow, and the U.S. authorities feel that there is no kind of incentive for them to speed up the process, and also it's fraught with difficulties, especially as many times host countries, or they're actually home countries, are reluctant to take them back because of the stigma associated with Guantanamo Bay. So part of our work at CAGE has been to kind of engage with other countries, other nations, NGOs, to create avenues and facilities for people who are in that situation for their release and repatriation to be facilitated and made more swiftly. So it's a good step, but it requires much more public awareness and advocacy, inshallah, for their release, inshallah, to be delivered on.
Brother Anas Mustafa, shukran jazakallah khairan for joining us on Radio Islam International and making yourself available as always. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.